Aklavik RCMP say they've shut down an unauthorized firing range, but are open to assisting in the creation of a legitimate one. Police say they were made aware of the illegal site, set up just off Bikish Avenue, on July 26. The creation of a range requires the approval of the chief firearms officer, CFO, and, in this case, it was confirmed that there had been no approval given, said NTRCMP Media Relations Officer Corporal Josh Seward. As a shooting range of this nature would not be legitimate, the possession or use of firearms in that location could be an offense under the Firearms Act or Criminal Code. The RCMP partnered with the hamlet of Aklavik to ensure the range would be dismantled and to provide education on the process to request the creation of a range. No charges are being laid in this matter. Under the Firearms Act, shooting ranges must be approved by the CFO to ensure they fall within regulations. To do so requires a permit that includes basic information, such as the person managing the range, the hours the range is in operation and its location and access points. Applications must include a survey of the surrounding locations, and the range must be designed so that projectiles discharged from firearms do not wind up in surrounding areas. If more than one person is using the range at a time, one person must act as the range officer to ensure the site is used safely. Ranges must have proper signage showing the purpose of the area and what firearms are permitted for use. Prohibited and restricted firearms are only permitted for members of recognized shooting clubs. The operator of the range is required to keep records of all prohibited and/or restricted firearms users for 6 years and must be able to produce records as requested by the CFO. Records of employees who handle firearms are also required. Ranges must obtain $2 million in liability insurance and submit paperwork to the CFO every 5 years showing the insurance is active. Failure to abide by these requirements can not only cause legal issues but also create obvious safety concerns, Seward stated. Applications to establish a firing range in this case will also require approval of the hamlet of Aklavik. Those who need further information can visit https://laws-lowis.justice.gc.ca/eng/regulations/soar-98-212/page-1.html for a complete list of rules and regulations.